Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
One of the great songwriters and singers of the 20th century. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour, and I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out when you get a chance. We're having a great visit with our new friend, S.C. Moati. She's not going to be a new friend for long. We're gonna hang on to her, and she's got a lot to teach us. She's the author of a new book, Mobilized, An Insider's Guide to the Business and Future of Connected Technology. Her company, products that count. Is that right?
That's right. Yes.
Products that count. SC is the company that she is her company that helps companies like yours and mine become more mobile ready. Tell us a little bit of how you do that, SC.
Yes, we do a lot of different things for customers. We help them understand the cultural shift that mobile represents, and especially along the lines of what you're talking about, it's all about the customers and where they are in context with their real identity as opposed to behind a computer and using an avatar. And then we help them build great products. Like, we've helped them build great mobile products that people love.
What the mobile app, what do you think is the trigger? As you know, I encourage people, as I said earlier, to start with a mobile site, and then if a mobile app is appropriate, what do you think is the trigger that causes a small business owner to decide to invest in a mobile app?
Yeah. You know, Jim, I think there are several triggers, and I agree with you that an app is not for everyone. One trigger is if you think that mobile can give your customers a service that they couldn't get before. For example, like, if you are trying to reach people who are on the go, then you need a mobile app, because you can reach people on the go better with an app than you can with a website.
Right.
It will differentiate you and will make you more relevant.
Well, let me give you an example. Let's say you're a business to business operation, and you got products that are coming in for them all the time. Well, you could send them an email, which would be fine. That would be a great way to do it. You can send them an email and say, "Hey, your stuff is in." Or you could create an app that would tell them that, and it would just pop up on their phone, right?
Yes, and then they can act on it right away because they always have their cell phone with them.
Well, their option would be you would say, your part is in. Do you want us to deliver it, or do you want to pick it up? And they could push the button.
That's right.
Yeah. So
very easy.
Do you and you help people in your business? You help people make those decisions, don't you?
We do. And the good thing about, you know, working with us is that we actually don't end up building the business, the app, so we don't push you to build your app.
Right.
We help you make the right decision.
You're agnostic as to which way it goes. That's I like that. So, and if they want to find you and get you to help them with that, how would they find you?
So they can go to my website, scmoati.com.
Okay.
Or they can go to our company website, productsthatcount.com.
All right, so check that out. One of the things you talk about are what you call the three rules for mobile.
Right.
Talk to us about those, the body, the spirit, and the mind. Tell us a little bit about those.
Right, right. Thanks, Jim. The greatest mobile products, what are they made of? That's the question I was trying to answer for the past 10 years. And after working for Facebook and for Nokia, interviewing people at Uber, at Pandora, at Slack, at some of the greatest mobile companies, it came down to something that was so simple. Mobile products are new extensions of ourselves. So when we think what's the best mobile product, we have to think what's our best self. And then I use that mind, body, spirit framework that we all know about to describe our best self. And I use that to describe the best mobile product. So to take the body rule, the best mobile product, they have to be beautiful. And we all want to look good, right? That's the body rule.
Mm-hmm.
Then the spirit rule, we all want to have meaningful life. And the best mobile product, they give us meaning. They're very personalized. They work well with us.
They're relevant. We make sure that they're relevant to what our customers' expectations are, don't we?
Exactly. And then the last one, the mind rule, we all want to learn. We all want to grow all the time. And we expect exactly the same thing from our mobile products, that they grow with us and they evolve. So when you put together a mobile strategy, a lot of businesses think, oh, I'm just going to get a mobile site or a mobile app and then I'll be done. It's not the case. A mobile strategy needs to evolve all the time. If you think about it, a few years ago, when I was working at Nokia, we were thinking that holding your phone in front of your face to take a picture was something strange. And look at how many people do that today.
That's funny.
You know, the behaviors change all the time.
That reminds
me. Your mobile strategy needs to change.
That reminds me of the story about in 89, 4 years before the internet went public, they asked one of the creators of the internet if they thought we should give it to the public. He said, what would they do with it?
Right. That's fun.
So you never know. That's a good way to say it. I like the way you think about this. Mind, body, and spirit, folks. This is the when you think about the interface of your company online with your customers, retail or business, think about the three elements of connectivity with them and use that as a pattern as you're developing your sites. SC, you've got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
I would love to. Thank you, Jim.
Let's have a website again, please. Go ahead and give us your website again.
scmoatti.com.
MOATTI is how you spell that last name. SC, thanks for being here. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.